An interest in music led Jasmine to establishing and finding community in Columbus and discovering a love of performing.
Going to shows, I ended up meeting musicians, and that also inspired me to actually get on stage and do what I love doing, because music was such an important part of my life growing up, but I always did it in my bedroom by myself, or I had my YouTube page, so I would upload covers to YouTube, but that was it. Like, I didn't even perform for my friends, I didn't perform for my family, no one really. I kept it to myself. I don't know why, but I just didn't think I was that good. And so eventually, like, I just gained the confidence. It was really crazy. It was one night, a friend invited me out to a bar, and their friend was playing, and they were like, hey, if anyone wants to come on stage and play, come on up. Everyone was like, Jasmine, go up there, go up there. And finally, they dragged me on stage, and that was my first ever performance. And I was hooked ever since then. Like,
you just have hooked. A bug after that.
Oh, yeah, ever since. It was, like, the greatest feeling I've ever had.
Jasmine's relationship with music is longstanding. And it actually started with instruments played by her father.
My love of instrumentry is really for drums. Like, really? I'm really a percussionist deep down in my heart. My father was a percussionist.
What kind of music did he play?
Salsa music. I grew up in a very Hispanic home, honestly. Like, my dad was a salsa musician. He played the congas, he played the timbales. He used to jam with Santana. And so like, my dad, like, he used to take me to all his band practices with him. I used to have a little set that he would let me play on while he was playing. And growing up, you know, my parents ended up divorcing, but every Saturday my dad would pick me up and we would do something music related. We'd go to the music store and we would jam out at the music store, or like, we would go to his band practices and I'd jam out with him and his friends. It just grew on me. I always wanted a drum set. It was too loud. My mom wouldn't let me have one.
Yeah, most kids probably run across that. Right?
And I lived in an apartment, you know what I mean? Yeah. A single mom. She was like, no, we're not buying a drum set. I'll get you a guitar because you can plug it in. You can put on headphones. I don't have to listen to you. I was like, fine. And my sister bet me that I would stop playing within like a month. I was 12 years old at the time.
You said no.
And I was, and I did. I still play to this day, you know what I mean? It's been 14 years now that I've played guitar, so...